that this onto.
February 2007, and why in the world is my headphone vibrating so bad? There we go. Wow, what's going on today? Don't really know what's going on today. Trying out the new Coca-Cola Cherry Zero. Can't tell if it tastes like cherries or zero, so that's my review. Oh man, let's see, what did I do last night? I fixed my HP scanner, I guess. Gosh, it's probably 5 years old. I got this computer in 01. It's probably over. And shortly after that, I got a scanner because I didn't have a camera yet. This was before cameras. Holy smokes. This is before cameras were... What in the hell is that? It's like conveyor parts. This is before cameras were popular and affordable and all that. So I bought a scanner to scan documents and pictures and whatever else, and anyway, probably about a year after having this thing, when the, whatever you call it, the mechanism inside, the actual scanner itself, would go back, let's see, right before it would go back, or when it would start going back, it seemed like the belt would slip a little bit on it, and it would click and click and click, and, the only way I could find to get it to stop clicking is to pick it up very gently and drop it a little bit, you know, 3-4 inches off the surface that it was sitting on. So I would do that, and that would stop it from clicking, and it would return to where it needs to go. So last night, I don't know what I was doing. I was messing around with a microphone. I took it all apart, the screws. I was gonna look and see how the switch was. Some problems with the switch, and I never really did figure anything out. I had a heck of a time getting that switch screwed back on there, and I thought, oh heck, let's try that scanner. I got my screwdriver out, let's play with that a little bit. So I played with that a little bit. The belt on the scanner has actually got a little spring. I don't know what kind of a spring it is. Very similar to the type of spring that's on a clothespin, I guess. It's actually, you know, just clipped onto the belt. Got some clips on it, and it's kind of like a tensioner, like yeah, I guess a tensioner would be the best way to describe it. And when it would go back, you could see that it would stretch the belt out, and it would actually loosen the belt out a little bit. so that it wouldn't advance. So I played with it and played with it probably for a good half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And I found that if I, I believe it was on the inside of the belt. The little round piece was on the inside of the belt, on the toothed edge of the belt. And, what I eventually did is I put it on the outside, and I positioned it so that right when it gets to the end of its cycle, it actually hits the sprocket or wheel or shiv or whatever. It hits that slightly and tightens it up. And actually, you know what? It works. It works like it should now. No clicking. It does a little jigaboo thing on the end of the cycle and then comes back with no problems. So there's your tech tip for the day. I've already got one beverage review in there. See, it's Friday, working towards the weekend here. Not quite sure what I'm going to do this weekend. I was going to help my brothers butcher a carcass. I don't know if I'm going to do that now. Not really interested in blowing a whole day doing that, but... So there's that I might be able to do. Wife's got scrapbooking tonight, so me and the boy are going to be batching it. I don't know what that means. Looked to see if there was any hockey games in town this weekend, and I couldn't find any. The two teams I checked out were actually out of town this weekend, this Friday. They both had Friday games, and they were both out of town, so there goes the hockey game. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll go bowling or something. I don't know. Maybe we'll... Yeah. I don't know if you could go skating. I don't know if you could go skating. That might be a bad idea. That would be fun, though. Maybe we'll go to a movie or something. I don't know. Maybe we can do that. I don't know if he's interested in doing that. Would be cool to go down to the IMAX, maybe, and check out what's going on down there. It's been a while since I've been to a IMAX theater, an IMAX theater. And of course, it was much cheaper then, and probably much cheaper at that venue than it is at the current IMAX theater that they have at the Omaha Zoo. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll just hook up the sound system and act like goons. Maybe that's what we'll do. Act like goofballs. Still haven't seen my stands or cables yet that I ordered. A little perturbed about that. Maybe they'll show up today. They're coming out of Colorado, which is should be only one day, FedEx, ground, maybe two, with all the handling. I think I checked today. I don't think it was shipped yet. I can't remember day to day. And I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. Interesting. Does this do anything? I'm twisting knobs on my thing here. And, so I'm just slow it down here. I'm at the Platte River Bridge coming up. And, okay, yeah. It's warmed up quite a bit today. I think it's above 32 degrees, which means a lot of the snow that we have is melting away, thank goodness. I haven't seen any terrestrial critters out there yet. With it warming up, I would think you would see more birds and animals, but I haven't seen anything yet. No birds or anything, so they must still be hunkered down. Thought for sure we were going to have more snow this weekend, but I could be wrong. Everybody seems to think it's going to be a nicer weekend, which is alright, I'll take that. La 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 la. Oh, Jaywalk would love this. Oh, this guy got kind of smart with me and found a way to correct some data at work. And so I said, all right, let's see if we can get that data. So we got the data, and we got the data and put it into, I had him do a bunch of Excel things to put it into the database that it needs to go into. And I taught him a little bit about VLOOKUP and how that works, and let's see what else. I kind of started getting frustrated because I was actually kind of taking the whole thing a little bit more cautious, but some of the changes we didn't have to make that I was thinking we just went ahead to go, just had to go ahead and make anyway. So, you know, we got down to that point where we were going to remove some data and then reinsert it, and then we realized that we really didn't need to do that anymore, so we didn't. So we did that, and then he just kind of got frustrated. But maybe he learned his lesson on that one. I don't know. Oh, brother. So that's that, I guess, you know. What can I say? Let's see. What else? Really about it, you know. It's really about how my day went. I spent 4 hours running through those lessons with this guy, and the other 4 hours I'm not quite sure what I got accomplished, but that done and over with, heading home, and don't know what we're gonna do for supper. Ah. dropped some trash on my floor. Oh, there's some crows on a dead carcass. I wonder what's dead. Not quite sure. Pretty big. Oh, lordy, lordy. You know, I'm really kind of surprised this thing has lasted as long as it has. I've my little recording device on the batteries it's got, it's, I let it run for quite a while last night. I was doing a bounce, and it evidently I ran out of space on my little card. Evidently, you can't bounce 20 minutes, no, it was more than 20 minutes, 30-some minutes, bounced about 20 minutes of that, and then it stopped, so I think it just ran out of disk. I don't know what happened. Deleted a file last night off of it, which took a long time. I don't know why it takes so long to delete something. I don't know if it rewrites it or what. So what am I going to do this weekend? I have no clue. I want to cut some wood. Not chop it. I want to cut some oak or something. Maybe make a table. I don't know. That would be quite expensive, I'm sure. I really need a different desk in my computer area room. Studio slash collection bit pin pit pit collection pit. There's a lot of crap in there. Got my speaker system in there. Let's see what else. I don't know. That's about all I really know. I really would like a mixer, a real, like a two-channel XLR, XLR input, or maybe a four would be nice. Just so I can do some, you know, tinker around with video stuff. And I've got this huge Tascam four-track tape machine in there, which, I mean, it works for a mixer and all that, but it's just a little too big of a footprint, you know, to deal with. And I think my wife threw the box away for that thing. I hope she didn't. To go down to the basement and see if it's down there. So there's that. Maybe, yeah, he doesn't like doing that. I was going to say, maybe I should take the boy out guitar shopping, but he doesn't like doing that. I don't need to find a guitar. I'd really like an iPod, though. Either an iPod or a guitar would be nice. La 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 la. La 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 la. I don't know, I'm just kind of squirrely tonight. I don't know what my deal is. Just kind of squirrely. Well, I hope I don't stay up too late tonight, because last weekend I did that, and it seemed to knock me down on Sunday pretty good. I didn't feel so good Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, but I kind of came back around Wednesday or Thursday. Like a Taurus wagon. I haven't seen one of those in a while. That was a Buick, I think. Had the wood paneling on the sides. Uh-oh, battery's going dead on me here. Well, folks, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and stop this since my battery's going dead. I think I'm done. I don't have much else to say, so talk to you later.